The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Boris Johnson is looking to ban the Chinese tech giant Huawei. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Yeah, although he's not wanted to so far, and he's certainly sort of played fairly straight back with this, so that Huawei's role in our 5G mobile network has been downgraded, downscaled. We've been reassured that they'll only be providing X, Y, and Z and not the main parts and so forth. But frankly, there's this report that's come along that we haven't seen yet because it's been produced by the spy bosses at GCHQ and handed to the Prime Minister. But we gather that that report absolutely says there are risks and the Chinese tech firm is not reliable. And frankly, any Chinese company that is beholding to the Chinese state, of course, presents an interesting problem for Western nations. So it could be not very far away that therefore the UK joins, frankly, rather a lot of other countries, including you guys, in thinking Huawei maybe not such a good idea.
Yeah, we were quick to put a stop to that. Tell me about the British sprint star, Bianca Williams, who says she was racially profiled by police.
Yes. Indeed, there's a video that's come along. I don't know if the video is conclusive exactly, but yeah, Bianca Williams and her partner is also an athlete, Ricardo Dos Santos. They say that they were pulled over in their car by police in a relatively posh part of London near Lord's Cricket Ground. She says they were racially profiled. She says they were treated like scum, as she put it, because they're black. Scotland Yard has had a look, and they say, well, they believe the couple were driving on the wrong side of the road, didn't stop when asked to, and there had been quite a police presence in this area because of a surge in crime. So there's video footage, which, as I say, doesn't seem to support either side, but there is something, if nothing else, if this is not a racist incident, this is an incident of the police being heavy-handed and rude. And if it is a racist incident, then it's altogether a real problem and shows that there is still institutionalized racism in London's police force, which they absolutely said they were rooting out 20 years ago. It's a problem still. It's a problem.
And a terrible anniversary, your time tomorrow, Adam, 15 years since the London bombings that killed 52 people.
Yeah, it was that jolting moment. We went from the euphoria the day before when London was awarded the Olympics. The day after was 7/7/2005 when these four guys blew themselves up on the London Underground and on a bus. 52 people were killed, 700 or so people injured. Now, normally they get together, the survivors and families and so forth, and they meet at the four sites where the bombs went off and then at the memorial in Hyde Park. And they say this has absolutely been a lifeline, a sort of show of support for each other. But this year, guess what? Social restrictions. You can't have several hundred people meeting up. I mean, it's weird you can have people going to the pub, but you can't have several hundred people meeting up at a memorial to remember the dead and the survivors and so forth. So they're doing it all online. Thank goodness there is an online. At least there can be some of that with appropriate messages and so forth.
Yeah, sad reminder about what unfolded 15 years ago. We'll catch up tomorrow, Adam. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK.